Welcome back to HealthLink on Air, produced each week by Upstate Medical University and University Hospital. Linda Cohen along with you. Well, the practice of medicine can clearly benefit from its interconnection with many other disciplines. We've seen on this very show how multidisciplinary teams function so well in helping to treat the entire patient, not just his or her physical symptoms, but spiritual and psychic well-being as well. And joining us this morning to tell us about a rather new initiative that he's actively involved in is Chetan Saraboo, a second-year medical student, soon to be a third-year medical student at Upstate Medical University. Welcome, Chetan.
Thank you, Linda. Thanks for welcoming me to this program.
Yeah, we're very happy to have you. So tell us a little bit about yourself. You're soon to be a third-year medical student. What's your background, and how did that lead you down this path?
Yeah, sure. So like you said, I'm going to be a third-year medical student. But going back, I did my undergrad at Cornell, close by to here. And while I was at Cornell, I started out as a biology major, but I was always interested in the broader aspects of health. And so it was actually very serendipitous, but I ended up discovering the landscape architecture department, and that ended up being a really big role in my health education in a way, actually, because we, in landscape architecture, we talked a lot about city planning and how do you build more sidewalks in a city, how do you provide access to fresh food and vegetables, and it just something clicked in me that healthcare was really much broader than what I thought it initially was, and that many other disciplines are actually working towards improving the health of people, of cities, but these pieces were just disconnected, because even when I started applying to medical school, when I told people I was a landscape architect, everyone just gave me, you know, blank looks and puzzled stares and were wondering how it was connected to medicine. And that's when I came to SUNY Upstate, I really wanted to show how all these different things are connected and to get other students involved, because everyone was excited for these different initiatives. So that's sort of how I came to
it. It's very interesting because I think you obviously are a global type of thinker. I mean, that becomes immediately apparent because you don't think in little silos or in little, you know, categories, but rather seeing how in a world there's a universality of how all things kind of relate.
Exactly.
And it takes that kind of a mind to explore something like landscape architecture and see the connection with our health.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly how we design our cities and whether we have to walk from place to place or whether we can get fresh fruits and vegetables are critical in the overall health of a population. So,
definitely.
So that's very admirable that you were able to see that. So then what happened? So you got to Upstate and... Mm-hmm. What did you decide at that point to do, or what?
Yeah, sure. So, so I had all these interests, but I wasn't sure exactly how I'd put them into place in medical school and what the opportunities would be. And I was very lucky right in my first week to discover Dr. Susan Stearns, who leads the Community Outreach and Global Health Program. And she was very excited about my ideas and helped me start a student organization, which is called anastomosis.
Okay, so that is a medical term, and what does it mean?
So it's not exactly a medical term. It's used as a medical term, but the definition of anastomosis is communication channels, basically between branching points. So usually it's used in medicine to refer to channels between arteries that have diverged, and it allows them to communicate. And so the idea with the organization is that we have all these different disciplines that have branched away. You know, health is this one thing, mental, physical, spiritual health is this one thing, but it's diverged into so many fields. It's diverged into what we think of as health with hospitals and doctors and nurses. Then we have, this huge rise in spiritual health and yoga and all of those sorts of things. Then we have all these connections with the built environment, with food, with music. And so everything is sort of diverged. And what anastomosis is really about is trying to provide the communication channels so that people in these different disciplines have a common language or have common projects around which they can come together.
So it's really a way of promoting interdisciplinary connections back to medicine.
Exactly.
And seeing how all these other worlds kind of impact medicine and health.
Yep.
So you're trying to blend it all. And But in particular, I think there's some issue with music. Is that correct? And how did that play a role?
That is true. So music has always been a big part of my life. From around second grade, I used to play the piano. I started playing the piano all the way throughout high school. And I'm from New Hartford, right outside of Utica. So I've been local here and have been involved with a lot of the musical events and organizations. And throughout high school, I also played the trombone and in the jazz band and in the orchestra. And it was always very, you know, relaxing and rewarding. And it also gave me a lot of skills. I think having weekly piano lessons gave me a lot of discipline as a young kid. And then as I got older, I was able to apply what I was doing. Actually, as a senior in high school, I used to go to the Masonic Home in Utica and play for some of the Alzheimer's patients.
Wow.
And that was the beginning of where I started to see how music could be incorporated into medicine.
Well, they've said many times, I've heard the expression, music can soothe the soul. And a lot of, on this very show, we've had most recently a harpist, actually, who was trained as a certified music practitioner to go in to sit at the bedside of patients and by playing her music and really impact on their healing, on their state of mind, I'm sure you're beginning to be familiar with some of the research that shows that this notion of entrainment, where the pace and the rhythm of the music and the sense of the music can really affect physiological functioning.
Definitely, yeah. There's it's an area where I'm starting to learn a lot more myself. But there's been a lot of studies which show the effects of music on physiological parameters. And there's actually been, as you mentioned, you know, being able to soothe a person and to maybe get their heart and breathing at a more comfortable rate. But there's also been studies showing music's effect with cancer chemotherapy. There's, I think, a bunch of clinical trials showing that it can actually effectively reduce the nausea and vomiting post-chemo without the use of more drugs. So that's an area that I've, you know, heard a little bit more about. But it's a, you know, area with active research at medical centers around the country. And also on another side of it too, there's a professor at MIT. He's the one who, he sort of has another side to this. He also talks about how it's not just listening to music, but the act of actually making music and playing music. And he's actually the guy who invented Guitar Hero. And he works a lot. Sorry, his name is slipping off my mind
right now.
That's
right. What is Guitar Hero, though?
Guitar Hero is this, you know, game that became massively popular for kids. Basically, it's a simplified version of playing the guitar, but it was this game. And it allowed kids all around the world, you know, to be playing the guitar, and not just kids, teenagers and even adults. And it became wildly successful. And there's more and more games coming out that help people play music who maybe were too afraid to approach a piano or a guitar to learn from scratch. But we have these, you know, modified versions of instruments that give people the chance to make and play music.
Well, getting back to this notion, though, of your student organization, what does the student organization offer? What does it do? Why is it important?
Definitely. So Anastomosis, as I said, it's about providing these connections. And so when we first got started, we made connections to students at ESF and SU as well, to landscape architects and architects. And one of the first things we did was there was an architecture class that was designing healthcare clinics for Ghana. And these were third and fourth year architecture students. And they had no idea what actually happened in a healthcare clinic. And so what we did was we brought them over to the medical school, to Setner Hall, and we had them present to a group of medical students who were part of Anastomosis at the time. And we were able to give them feedback on, you know, what exactly a doctor would need in a clinic, because they were looking at things like how do you orient the bed, and they had no idea how much room you needed or any of those parameters. And we're able to take them to the rooms in Setner and show them the beds. And it was just it was an example of how the knowledge we each have in different disciplines could could come together for something, especially when we have all these institutions so close to each other but not communicating.
Yeah, I think communication is clearly the key in sharing experiences and sharing information. But getting back to music,
yeah, definitely.
I'm curious because I know in my own life experience, I have a lot of my immediate family in medicine, and they're all musicians. Mm-hmm. Do you find that to be somewhat the case in your experience as well?
Definitely, yeah. It's something I've noticed as I was growing up, that there's many physicians around me in my life, and I knew a lot of them had musical backgrounds. And actually, when we got to when I got to upstate about earlier this year, one of our classes was Dr. Michael Iannuzzi. He actually took a poll in our class asking us how many of us had a musical background, and it was somewhere between 75% and 80%. So at that point, you know, I knew that this was there and this was real. And at the same time, I started seeing some of my classmates. They started a vocal group, the Upstate Vocal Group started, and immediately they were able to attract a group of 10 very dedicated students. And as this started going on and as I started developing this, I started hearing from all my classmates, so many of the people around me, I know, play the piano, or I found out there's a student in my class who actually used to be a competitive pianist before doing her PhD and before medical school.
So music runs really deep within the medical community, but clearly we've said it has very strong impact for the patients. We've already talked mm-hmm. about that, but clearly it's got to have a very strong impact on the practitioners as well, if so many are musicians.
Definitely.
It must play a very important role in terms of their own personal development and healing. Mm-hmm. But you're planning some kind of event coming up, and tell me about mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, so this event that's coming up, it's on August 13th. It's called Keys for Cancer. So this is an idea that started about a year ago. Now, it all started with one of my friends who was a classmate of mine with the piano lessons. His name is Michael Battle. He was the best student in our session and actually ended up becoming a professional pianist. Sadly, I found out at the end of 2009, his mother passed away from bladder cancer. And it really affected him a lot because she was the one who had introduced him to the piano. And the interesting thing was, as part of his grieving process, he actually started composing music in our memory, and he'd never even thought of composing before. And then it actually, his music is on sale at iTunes and Barnes & Noble, and it all goes to the American Cancer Society. So he's, local, he's from Utica and went to school here at OCC, but then he moved to Florida, but he plans to move back. But when I heard about this last year, I had an idea. You know, I wanted to do something here at Upstate in Syracuse. I heard about him. We have the student group rising, and wanted to really expose all this musical talent that was connected to medicine and see what we could, bring to Upstate.
So you've got a music and medicine initiative.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to do what? And with very little time left, what's
Definitely.
The goal?
So we have this Music and Medicine initiative that we've been working on developing side by side with the concert, and it has three broad goals. The first goal is to provide amenities for medical students, patients, physicians, instruments, and so on. The second big goal is to improve music therapy for patients and maybe do some research at the new cancer center for music's role in medicine. And then the third big role is to make broader connections to the community, to make this a place to connect all the different musical institutions, to be able to make connections to high school students. We really want to encourage high school students who play an instrument that they can still be playing an instrument even if they're planning on going to medical school.
You have amazing goals and a very broad perspective, and I wish you all the best. And thank you so much, Chetan Saraboo, second year, soon to be third year medical student at Upstate Medical University. Thanks for sharing all your wonderful ideas and concepts with us. We have to take a short break. We're going to be right back, so please stay right there. Mm-hmm. I'm Linda Cohen. This is HealthLink on Air FM News Radio, 106.9 and 570 WSYO.